Did you know we spend a third of our lives in bed? A third. So why would anyone settle for anything less than the best when it comes to your mattress? That's why I'm excited to tell you about the Avocado Green mattress. When it comes to mattresses, Avocado is the MVP. Top rated by Consumer Reports 8 years running. That's longer than some NFL careers. They use certified organic materials like latex, wool, and cotton. No nasty chemicals, just pure comfort that keeps you at the perfect temperature all night long. Here's the game-changing play. Right now, you can save up to 10% on these incredible mattresses at avocadomattress.com. Plus, they give you up to a full year to try it out, and they even have easy financing options with Affirm. That's how confident they are that you will love it. Head to avocadomattress.com today and save up to 10% on certified organic mattresses. Dream of better. Look, we've all been there. You're traveling for work, the playoff game is on, but you're blocked from watching. NordVPN is your ultimate defense against online threats and regional blackouts. NordVPN lets you switch your virtual location, so you never miss a moment of action. And with speeds faster than a breakaway run, there's zero buffering, zero lag. But here's the game changer. NordVPN's protection is everywhere you are, using airport Wi-Fi, hotel network. Doesn't matter, they got you covered. Their threat protection feature blocks malware and phishing attempts like a pro defensive back. And talk about value. One account covers up to 10 devices. That's your phone, your laptop, your tablet, your smart TV, and on and on. The whole starting lineup. To get the best discount off your NordVPN plan, go to nordvpn.com/Zabecast. That's nordvpn.com/Zabecast. It will also give you 4 extra months on the 2-year plan. No risk with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. What are you waiting for? NordVPN, the ultimate defense against online threats and regional sports blackouts. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. This is the ZABEcast. From the mean streets of McLean, Virginia, to the Harvard of the West, UC Santa Barbara. You got 30 minutes for some honest conversation about sports, life, and more? Well, good. Buckle up and let's go. Here we go. Feeling kind of mean. Tuesday, March 11, 2025. Thank you for downloading. Solo run today. And I have held off as long as I could to see what other free agent news shook out in the NFL. But man, oh man, do we have some head scratchers here. And as somebody put it succinctly on Twitter, the size of some of these contracts for quarterbacks that everybody and their mom knows ain't that dude tells you just what the pro football people think of the incoming rookie class of quarterbacks. It ain't much. Oh, sure, there'll be a push to hype up Cam Ward as the 1/1. There may be some late-breaking horniness for one Shedeur Sanders. But it's not at all a good class. That's why you're seeing teams like the Jets decide that Justin Fields is an improvement over Aaron Rodgers. Justin Fields is younger. I'll give you that. But he ain't better than Aaron Rodgers, not even Rodgers last year in his age 41 season coming off a repaired Achilles tendon. Not even close. Now, Rodgers is still out there lurking. That deal, as of 8 p.m. tonight, has not come down. Or even Rodgers' full intentions of, do I want to play? It's kind of down to three teams now. The Giants, which would alleviate his need to get a new mailing address and maybe car plates for his vehicles. And then the Steelers and maybe the Vikings, which has been talked about as a possible dark horse, but he would have to be comfortable as a, okay, bridge quarterback, the sage veteran who may have to tutor and mentor the young J.J. McCarthy. Not sure if Rodgers is up for that. But that said, the Jets getting Justin Fields, $40 million deal. The deal is, let's get the guarantees. 2 year, $40 million, $30 million in guarantees. So it's kind of like a one and we'll see. Andrew Brandt likes to say most deals with the Packers are two and then we'll see. This is really a one and we'll see. If he's any good, then okay, $30 million's not bad. Guess what though? We know he's not good. He is a runner, first and foremost, and is not a elite level passer in the NFL by any stretch of the imagination. The Steelers knew this. This is why they designed a run-heavy package last year with him at quarterback to start the year. But hey, the Jets are going to give it a try because why not? Just like the Seahawks are going to give Sam Darnold a try. All right, let's see how it goes. $100 million deal for Darnold to go to Seattle. And it's also a couple-year deal that you can chop off the last few in case things go south. I don't know if I know a couple Seahawk fans. They're not exactly jazzed up for the Sam Darnold era. $55 million guaranteed. They figure he'll be good for 2 years. They'll stomach the first bad year if he's not good this coming season. And then they'll take one more to go, okay, let's just make sure. It's like he played so well up until the final two games last year. There's a feeling like, okay, we can stomach him for 2 years. Besides, we don't have any other good options, and we want to go have a season. This is why the Raiders, with no good options at quarterback, who want to have a season coming up, at least traded for Geno Smith, who we know is also not that guy. But he's somebody that can get you into a sort of a season of sorts. This is how the league has become. Either you got that quarterback that you believe you can win it all with if things break right and if you build a team around him, or you have nobody. And then if you have nobody, you have to ask yourself, can we stomach a full zero season where we go into it knowing we got no shot? No shot whatsoever. The Seahawks have said we would like to at least have a shot. So that now leaves Aaron Rodgers as the guy to watch. Where will he go? What does he want to do? Will he be good? Pittsburgh seems the logical spot. Not sure Tomlin is the kind of coach that would want to babysit Rodgers. Not sure Rodgers would enjoy playing for Tomlin, but who knows? Stranger things have happened. Of course, in the wake of the DK Metcalf news, one of my Pittsburgh buddies said, should I just be against this move right away? Should I pre-condemn the move even before a first game is even played? And I go, oh yeah, you always want to pre-condemn. I'm a big fan of the old pre-condemning a move. Just saying, it's a terrible move. And make sure you get it out there on social media, because if you do, then you got some killer receipts down the road. And you can say, see, I told you. Told you he was going to be no good. And then if he is good, you can just let that stuff sort of wash away. Maybe freezing cold takes exposed will highlight your tweet, but otherwise, who cares? Pre-condemn, always. So these deals for NFL free agents are, a lot of them, overcooked because the salary cap jumped up as much as it did. And even though, I can't remember if there's a salary floor in the NFL or not, but some teams don't spend even up to the floor based on cash over cap accounting. For years, I believe the Arizona Cardinals were one of the cheapest teams that just didn't spend. You don't have to. But if you got money burning a hole in your pocket and you got fan bases ripping your GM in public going, would you please do something for God's sakes? And that's definitely the Packers fan base. I'll get to that in just a second. They did sign a guard today from the San Francisco 49ers. He's supposedly pretty good. It's a boring kind of signing. None of us that sit on the couch can understand nor evaluate offensive linemen signings, other than if they're notorious offensive linemen like Laremy Tunsil being traded to the Commanders. He, of course, the guy that had someone in his family do him dirty by releasing a picture of him in a gas mask bong on the night of the draft. And it definitely knocked him down a few pegs. Anyway, he goes to the Commanders. He was wildly overpaid by Bill O'Brien in Houston. He did make the Pro Bowl the last 3 years. They're making moves. The Bears land a center because they are not fucking around with trying to protect good old Caleb Williams. And, you know, their new coach, Ben Campbell, he's going to make sure we've invested now in two tackles or two guards and a center. So they're not screwing around in Chicago. But are these guys difference makers? Any of these guys? The answer is most likely no, because of what I tried to explain to my colleague Brian Butch on Monday morning. I said, you got to differentiate between magical and marginal. And pretty much every NFL player, by the nature of the game, is a marginal improvement. When you get a wide receiver like a DK Metcalf, it's not that you're going to have to play 10 on 11, and now you've got an 11th guy. Can DK come over? We need another guy to play in the yard. It's not that way. There's only one football, and the production's going to flow where the production's going to flow. I read the DK Metcalf game logs from this year, and starting with the end of the season, marching back towards the front end of the season, it was like three catches. It wasn't much. One of the big highlights of his year was a 75-yard catch and run, which, of course, made all the highlights against Miami. And it was back in week three, I want to say. They won that game going away. 21-6, I think, was the final. But the Seahawks won that game not because of DK Metcalf. They won it because the Dolphins had to start Skylar Thompson. And even that wasn't good enough because Tim Boyle got in there and threw some passes as well. That game was over before it started. And that's what you run into. You pay all this money for a DK Metcalf and you think he's going to really help you. Well, he might have a big game or a big highlight in a game that didn't matter, that you were going to win anyway. So his effect and the money you've invested is not necessarily worth it. He might have a game in which you come out first quarter, you go down the field, you throw it to him 3-4 times, he's just killing his DB. You know, out routes, in routes, catches, catch and runs. You march it all the way down from your own 20 to the 10. Then you get a sack. Then you get a holding penalty. Then you run a draw on third and a million. You get 17. And you still have to kick a field goal. And you miss the field goal. Then the next drive, and for the rest of the game, DK Metcalf doesn't do much because the defense said, oh, shit, okay. You know, they have coordinators, too, that are studying the game. They go, we're going to make sure he doesn't do what he did to us in the first drive, and he's relatively quiet. How much better is your team because you spent $150 million, traded a second-round pick to get DK Metcalf? The answer is probably not much. Now, if there are special receivers, if there are magical receivers who are beyond just being marginally better, and we can quibble over who belongs in that category, I think Ja'Marr Chase is one of them because he catches everything. He's big. He's fast. He runs great routes. And he's got this amazing mojo with Macaulay Culkin Sr., Joe Burrow, that he's worth paying. Of course, the Bengals are idiots, and they're just slow walking and dragging their feet on a new deal. Same the way they've done with T. Higgins. It's only getting more expensive. Just like they should have locked up Trey Hendrickson earlier. Soon as you see a guy who's your own guy, pay him first instead of taking a risk on somebody else from out of town. And again, I like NFL free agency. It's fun. It's interesting. It's sexy, especially this year with all these kind of subpar quarterback ideas going around. Oh, by the way, Russell Wilson now reportedly possibly going to Miami, which would give the Dolphins depth at the not a reliable option, pretty good quarterback position. They will back Tua with another guy who is not always available and not that good. Although Tua is better when healthy than Russell Wilson. Certainly from a percentage completion standpoint. Oh, and apparently the Browns are trading for Kenny Pickett. from the Eagles. Okay, well, there you go. You won't have to go back to Flacco if Deshaun Watson does not come back from his injury in time to start the season. They may also draft a guy, and either Cam Ward, Shedeur Sanders, or somebody else. It's fun. It's interesting. I don't mind it. But Packer fans, I mean, I'm trying to let you guys know how good you have it. I'm trying to bring some perspective to the whole discussion, because today I kind of snapped on Twitter and I went on a flurry here after not getting a wide receiver in the first day of free agency because the price wasn't right. Nobody was really compelling, whatever. Somebody said, we're going to run it back with the same receivers minus Watson plus another rookie or two. Can't wait for the quote, no one can get open or another drop pass theme to come up this year. And I just rubbed my temples and said, okay. I went and looked some things up. Did you know, and this is interesting, only two of the top 10 passing offenses in yards per game last year, only two of the top 10 even made the playoffs. The Patriots, the Panthers, and the Giants were 1, 2, and 4 in passing yards. The Eagles, by the way, were 3. What does that tell you? Well, bad teams fall behind. They have to throw, so they rack up a lot of yards. Many of it empty calories while they're down 2, 3 touchdowns. Okay, fine. The Packers had a team passer rating that was 1 point lower than the Bills and 6 points better than the Chiefs. What does that tell you? It tells me they were plenty good passing-wise last year, even with an injured Jordan Love, to be able to go to the Super Bowl if everything else fell right. The top four run-oriented teams by percentage last year were 1, Philly, understandable with Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley. 2, Baltimore, duh, Lamar Jackson. 3 was Green Bay, in part because the two games that Jordan Love missed, they started Malik Willis, and they had a very creative, very run-heavy scheme that kept him from having to throw it more than 17 times on routes to wins against a couple of trash teams in the AFC Dirty, Dirty South. Buffalo is 4th. What does that tell you? Again, it tells me the Packers are not desperate. They don't have scrubs at wide receiver. Yes, they could use a lid lifter to replace Watson and his raw speed. But I'm still a believer in Dobbs and Reed and Wicks. Wicks with a ton of drops last year. Somebody said when I mentioned that, hey, you know, this team is close. I don't know what everyone's bitching about. They're right there. They're in the mix. Somebody said, well, you know, half the league could say that. And I said, well, only 7 teams had a better record and more wins than Green Bay. Green Bay was 11-6. 11-6 with Jordan Love missing 2 games. He played at least another couple compromised coming off that injury. He didn't finish a game in Jacksonville where he wonked up his elbow. What does that tell you? They lost to Minnesota by 2 twice. They lost to the Lions by 3. They lost to the Super Bowl champs by 5. And then again in the playoffs. What does this tell you? They're right there. They're right there. Can you not see it? Man, they got to win in the playoffs. Yeah, well, playoffs, it's a tricky thing. It's a one and done situation. And the Eagles, if Tyler Higbee for the Rams didn't slip in the snow, as the Rams put that last drive on, he slipped, it messed up the timing. He probably would have been open for an easy touchdown. Stafford got sacked. That was the game right there. What if he doesn't slip, and that's a touchdown, and the Eagles go down in flames? Who's talking about, oh, Howie Roseman's, he's genius, Nick Sirianni's great, we're finally... You cannot judge how your team is doing based on the playoffs. The playoffs are a huge scooping of luck and the gods smiling upon you. And a bounce here, and a call there, and a replay on top of it, and just the stars aligning. But fans often want to base everything on, well, where'd they go in the playoffs? Or, even dumber, being a division guy. Don't be a division guy. Division guys are the dumbest. They were also a fingertip away from being 0-6 in division. Who the fuck cares? Seriously. You base the playoffs on your overall record. And yeah, the NFC North was a very strong division, record-wise, last year. And so, yes, they almost went 0-6. So fucking what? They were 11-6. Division record guy. Don't be that guy. Or don't be schedule strength guy. Here's one. Say this year the schedule's miles harder than last year. I think 10 wins is probably tough with the current roster, and that probably doesn't get us in the playoffs. I think the team knows this and isn't dropping big money. J-Love needs to start playing to his contract too. Okay. The schedule thing. Yeah, there's a couple of harder teams because you got the AFC North, which, you know, the only way that teams are truly, you know, opponents are truly better is when you know you're going to be facing really good quarterbacks. So you're going to catch the Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow teams coming through. But sometimes the schedule giveth and sometimes it taketh away. All of these opponents are professional teams. There's no college teams. There's no barnstorming teams. There's no semi-pro teams. And a lot of times you're like, wow, we got a tough game against Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. And you go and you play them and you're like, fuck, we played great and beat them. Anyone on any given week can beat them. So don't be a schedule strength guy either. The schedule involves all professional teams with the same salary cap number with professional coaches in the same league. It's a lot closer than people think. So my point is just, hey, the Packers are right where they need to be. They didn't get DK Metcalf. Life is going to go on. I don't think he's that good. Goody has not splurged on some of these day one free agents that are probably overpriced. There are guys to pluck on the back end. I know he said we got to be more aggressive, but he hasn't found the price or the player yet that he wants to be aggressive with. Anyway, to be continued, and we'll see. The next big domino is going to be, where does Aaron Rodgers end up if he plays at all? Quick break. You're listening to the Zabecast. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. Hey everybody, Zabe here. It seems like every day there's more attention on crypto as headlines talk about digital assets reaching new milestones. Well, with only 21 million Bitcoin to ever exist, it's designed to be scarce. And that scarcity can mean real staying power. My friends at CoinFlip Preferred believe that stepping into the crypto world should be simple, secure, and on your terms. That's why they pair you with a dedicated crypto expert who guides you through every step, from your very first transaction to the more advanced solutions. Plus, CoinFlip is a registered money services business and does not custody funds, so you stay in control and protected. With nearly a decade of collective experience, CoinFlip Preferred's client managers know this space inside and out. Ready to explore the world of digital assets with confidence? Visit coinflip.tech/Zabe or use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo for 50% off transaction fees. Valid one per customer until May 30th, 2025. You know, one of the things I love most about Indeed is that it makes hiring so fast. If you are overwhelmed by the hiring process or you've been struggling to get your job post seen on other sites, listen up. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. Your post jumps right to the top of the page for relevant candidates, so you reach exactly who you want faster. And it makes a huge difference, according to Indeed data. Sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. Want to know how fast Indeed really is? In the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this podcast will get $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the podcast by saying you heard about it right here on this pod. Indeed.com/Charlie Zulu Alpha Bravo Echo. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need. Hey, everybody. El Baldo here. Look, I know what you're thinking. Pretty ironic having me talk about hair loss prevention, right? Well, my hairline is long gone. Maybe there's still hope for yours. In fact, I think there is. Let me tell you, if I'd known about Hims back in the day, who knows? I could have been a player, Jerry. Maybe I wouldn't be rocking the chrome dome now. But here's the deal. Hair loss isn't fun to talk about, but Hims makes dealing with it incredibly easy. No awkward doctor visits, no uncomfortable conversations. Just answer a few questions and their medical providers will determine if the treatment is right for you. They've got everything from chewable tablets to sprays and serums using clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can help regrow your hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. And get this, they'll ship it right to your door for free if prescribed, all for one low price, no insurance needed. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Zabe. That's hims.com/Zabe. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo for your personalized hair loss treatment options. That's hims.com/Zabe. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. We're back. Let's go to the email front. You can always email me at zabe@yahoo.com. Thank you to Eric Hayes, who sends the following. Quote, Steed, Eric here, longtime listener and subscriber. Yes, I am a subscriber, he says. I am begging you to lean more into the Stephen A. Smith versus LeBron topic. I love that you and Andy covered it, but you know, Andy is such a humble and lighthearted soul that going after anyone that isn't Dan Snyder isn't going to get the same approach as it used to. I think with Snyder gone, a weight has been lifted off Andy's shoulders, and now he has a nice, light approach to just about everything and good for him. Well, there isn't time for that when the cynicism button needs to be mashed. I think you're onto something with the LBJ and the juice questions, along with the obvious hit dog persona of Stephen A. Smith after LeBron took his lunch money on national TV. As far as the juice goes, Chael Sonnen, former MMA fighter, had an interview where he inadvertently blurted out that he and LeBron share the same guy they get roids from. It wasn't something he was trying to highlight or make breaking news of. He just said it casually, as if they got mail from the same post office. If you haven't seen it, here's the YouTube short of the interaction.
If the world understood what LeBron did, like other basketball players will hear what LeBron does and go, well, yeah, but that doesn't matter, right? It's like a baseball player and you're hitting a stick out of the way. It doesn't matter. It's like, no. If you knew what these performance enhancers did, then you would know why it does matter.
What do you think
there's only one. We have the same drug guy, if you will. I know exactly what he's doing. But there's only one golfer.
Please tell.
There's only one golfer. I'm not going to. But there's only one golfer that follows the big three. And the big three is EPO, growth hormone, testosterone. That's the Lance Armstrong diet. There's one golfer, but it's Tiger Woods. Like, yes, it does matter. People will say it all the time. It doesn't matter. John Daly, one of these. It matters. Trust me that it matters. EPO matters. It's the reason LeBron takes it. It matters. Hmm. And if other basketball has understood what it did, EPO increases your red blood cells, which gives you endurance so you can play all game long. You can shoot in the fourth quarter just like you shot in the fourth minute.
More red blood cells, more oxygen in your red blood cells. Okay, gotcha.
It's the king of performance enhancers.
All right, so that is obviously very unsubstantiated. I've not heard that until just now. That is fascinating right there. And he was talking about Tiger as well. Anyway, Eric goes on to say, I think it's a fair question at this point. I don't even think anyone that was drafted with LeBron is even active anymore. Andy, for all intent and purposes, just isn't going to go there. He probably won't ask that question from the stint of how I perceive him on a public platform. He'll venture into happy land where that naive innocence is carried by folks that consume sports who say things like the NFL doesn't put their thumb on the scale and, well, he spends $2 million a year on his body. Yeah, okay, Andy, whatever. Anyhow, love your approach and where you tried to take the conversation. I'd love to hear that topic revisited without Andy's sunny day approach present. Keep up the good work, as always, over and out, E. Well, look. I think by what LeBron is doing this year, which is both amazing but also suspicious, merits a closer look. And not only this year, but is he going to do the same thing next year? Is he approaching the cliff? I went, did a little bit of research. I know, pat myself on the back, on players who played in the NBA past the age of 40. And it's not a super long list. What did I do with it here? Hold on a second. Got a bunch of stuff here. Stand by. Medical benefits. What did I do with it? All this preparation. Can't find it. I took screenshots of it. Did I delete the screenshots? Maybe I did. There's not a lot of guys that played past 40. Kareem played past 40 for 2 years. His age 40 season, he played 80 games, scored 14.6 points per game, made the All-Star game. Of course, he was in a prehistoric lumbering NBA in which the 7'2" bald-headed goggle-sporting Kareem could lope down into position and post up with his giant pterodactyl arms and shoot a skyhook. That league does not exist anymore. He played at his age 41 season, 74 games, and dropped down to 10.1 points per game, but still made the All-Star game for what it's worth. Popularity contest, whatever. Michael Jordan played 82 games at his in his age 39/40 season. He turned 40, I think, in February, and he ended up playing about 30 games past the age of 40, averaged 20 points per game that season with the Wizards, gunning and running and gunning some more, made the All-Star game because, well, it's Michael Jordan, and then hung it up. He, of course, missed 4 years in his double retirements. And so he only played 15 seasons and only won Olympics. LeBron is approaching 20 seasons, I believe, and he has played in tons of Olympics and other international competitions. And his numbers this year are right in line with what he's done for his whole career. He's averaging like 26 points per game. He's averaging close to 40 minutes, 38 and change, I believe it is. So, yeah. Yeah, it's suspicious. Because these things work. And they work to not just bulk you up and make you look like some kind of cartoon character. It will if you're lifting a ton of weights and training just to look that way. But they'll help you recover. They'll help you be stronger. All this stuff. There was just a note I saw that Mo Vaughn, the baseball player who once appeared tangentially in the Mitchell Report, finally admitted, yeah, I took HGH. Of course, back in the day, it was his early 2000s, baseball had yet to get around to banning HGH, but he took it because he just wanted to do anything to stay in the game. He needed it. And he's like, I was willing to take the risk. Nobody accused Mo Vaughn of looking like an underwear model. People take steroids and performance enhancers because they work. And to me, anytime you surpass the normal decline point of professional athletes, everything should be, every little radar, red flag should be up. Not accusing, but it should be up. Now we'll see. Maybe this is LeBron's last great burst. But if he plays 3 or 4 more years without much noticeable decline, then yeah, I'll be suspicious as hell. I don't believe it'll be skinless chicken, high reps, hyperbaric chambers, and $2 million a year on his body. With cocoa butter full body massages from the best Swedish masseuse in the world. Something else could possibly be up. Let's talk ass selfies. Finally, topic I was waiting for on the pod. So ESPN Plus, the online version of ESPN, carrying a Coastal Carolina versus East Carolina baseball game. Announcers zoom in to a couple of young, lovely co-eds, couple of gals, during a lull in the action, and they're on their phones, of course. And then one of them decides, okay, I'm going to fix my hat. We got to take a selfie here. And the announcers say, okay, it's selfie time. And they're looking at the gals, and while they're watching the gals get ready to take a selfie just on the concourse of this college baseball game that they probably have zero concern about, other than maybe their boyfriends are on the team, one of the gals reaches out with her arm and takes a ass selfie. Just takes a picture of her ass. Now, it was looking pretty darn good, like many 18, 19-year-olds have that beautiful young body that God gave them before life and gravity and too much eating. And who knows, kids and marriage may soon start to degrade, but she looked great. The ass looked great from what I can tell. Took a picture of it. So it got me to thinking, how many times a day do you think gals like that, good-looking young women, take selfies? I said, was it three times a day that they would pose for a selfie somewhere? My younger producer, Andrew Ludwig, said, oh, way more. I go five times per day, every day, higher. I go, 10? He goes, probably 20. Solly, when I told him about, no, not Solly, but I think Luddy also said, I asked him, I go, well, what do you think that photo was? Was that for the gram? Was that a file photo? She just wanted, like, man, my ass is looking good. Let me get a picture, keep it on file, so I can send it when needed. Or is that a slide into my DMs kind of thing? Is it for her boyfriend? She might have a nice, steady boyfriend. They might go to church together. They might be getting married soon. Who knows? Just wanted to send him a little buns shot. Luddy said they might be, I want to know if they're texting the same or sliding into the DMs of the same guy. That would be something, right? The two of them standing there, supposedly besties, and they have no idea. They're both sliding into the same guy's DMs. Anyway, it got me to thinking. And luckily, my daughters, you know, my older daughter, Catherine, she's on the autism spectrum. So the only time she takes selfies is in front of movie posters and we're going to see the Lego movie or whatever else she's all jazzed up about. And she's not on social media. So that's one thing I don't have to worry about. And then my younger daughter, Megan, she has said she has pretty much deleted all of her social media because it just, you know, raises her anxiety level through the roof and she doesn't need that. And I'm like, great, that's wonderful. But man, the things that, you know, the societal damage done by putting phones on cameras and putting them in everyone's pocket and then networking via social media and designing a system that rewards likes and comments and retweets. Oh my God. Anyway, I believe Coastal was winning that game 3-0. I don't quote. No, it was like 5-0 or something like that. But yeah. Okay. Then there's this. Major League Baseball seems to have every year some unwritten, unpublished contest that I don't know about, which they try to come up with the shittiest alternate ball caps you've ever seen. And they have done it yet again this year. It is called the New Era Overlap 5950 Collection. And what it is it has the name of your team and it has the logo of your team on top of the name on the front of the hat. And it just looks like a goddamn mess of stitch count and clashing logos and words and everything else. The Rangers one is drawing particular attention, according to this story from ESPN, because the T for Texas Rangers, the big bold T, is right over the X in the middle of the hat that says Texas on it. And you can't see the X because the T is too big, so it says Titas. TETAS. Well, guess what they say? The hat has been pulled because the Tetas is a visual of a vulgar Spanish word used for women's breasts. No. Tetas? I thought it was tatas. Is that the feminine conjugation of the Spanish word for boobies? A tetas? I mean, come on. I kind of now want to get one just because it's a collector's item. It's been banned. Too controversial for Major League Baseball. How about the fact they suck? They're the worst. Other teams' hats featuring the overlap design, such as the Astros and Angels, remain on MLB's website at $44.99 each. And we're going to sell these shitty hats for $50 almost. We're going to make a bundle. They're only going to cost us $16. Actually, probably less than that. Sourced overseas with who knows what kind of child labor. But hey, could be yours. See, this is the thing. For fans of teams, and I'm guilty of this, you already have five or six different hats. You got the alternate hats. You got the road. You got the home. You got the Memorial Day in baseball. You got your 4th of July. You got your breast cancer hat. You got your spring training hat. Throwback hats. If they're going to keep selling you hats, because you certainly have enough already, they got to make them different. These were different. But Tetas. Going to have to look that one up. Not the actual things, but just the word Tetas to get to the bottom of it. Of course, if you want to fill me in on this, as always, I appreciate your feedback. Zabe@yahoo.com is how you reach me. Directly goes straight to me. No assistance. Pre-screen my email. So if you're mad at me for some reason, please be gentle and we'll try to work it out. Otherwise, I always appreciate the feedback. And I do appreciate you telling people about this podcast and also rating and reviewing, because Lord knows that's how the algorithmic gods are pleased. Otherwise, you get lost in a wash of other podcasts that some are good. Some are really good. I listen to them myself, but others you're like, really? This is it? So I try to give you value for the buck. And if you want to be a subscriber, help out Zabecast, sign up. It's $5 a month. You get Fridays as well with Scott and Solly, the OGs. Plus you get this podcast commercial free and it drops the night before. So you get it a little bit earlier than everyone else. You buy it for a year, I'll give you 12 months for the price of 11. Go month to month, cancel anytime. In fact, somebody reached out to me with a billing error that had been ongoing for several years that had the cost of the Zabecast incorrect on like a yearly amount every month. And I'm like, holy shit, how did that happen? Because it was like $55 a month and went back several years. And I'm like, gulp. Well, someone's going to owe them this money. And to my podcast platform's credit, Red Circle, they stepped up right away and refunded the money because it was an error that should not have been allowed. That's the kind of customer service you're going to get from the Zabecast. You will not get the runaround, and we don't want a penny of your money that you haven't willingly donated to the cause. That'll do it for me. Thanks for listening. Have a great Tuesday. We'll see what the rest of free agency begins. It doesn't officially begin till Wednesday. Conference championship week as well is about to start cooking. It is a great time of year. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next time.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Love is...
Exhilarating and exciting.
Love is...
Keeping things spicy.
Love is...
Hot. So hot. Ooh.
Wait, are you eating a Penn Station Buffalo Chicken Sub?
Well, yeah, it's only here for a limited time. I love you.
Huh. Now that's a sub I can love.
Spice things up with our Buffalo Chicken Sub. Available for a limited time. Penn Station, love your sub.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.